It's time for the Sports Knot interview. Newsmakers and record breakers from around the world of sports. Join us in conversation. The latest in sports talk from the editors at sportsknot.com. And now, the Sports Knot interview.
Hello, sports fans, and welcome. This is the Sports Knot interview. I am your host, Evan Grote, and our topic of discussion this week is the Belmont Stakes. That's right. It's the third leg of the Triple Crown. It gets underway from Saratoga Racetrack, and of course, this is the last year that the Belmont will be held in Saratoga. It all gets underway on Saturday, and our guest this week joining us is Dave Grenning, who is a correspondent for the Daily Race Forum. And Dave, I know this is a very busy week for you, got a lot going on. We appreciate you making a few minutes for us today. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. No problem.
All right, let's get right to it. What, in your opinion, going into the race this weekend, what is the biggest storyline? What is it that all the experts are talking about right now around Saratoga Racetrack?
Well, it's, you know, the Derby winners here and the Derby runner-up, Golden Tempo and Renegade, separated by a neck in Louisville 5 weeks ago. But that day, there was a very quick pace in the Derby. The thing people are focusing on this race is there doesn't seem to be as identifiable a quick pace and how that might hinder both of those horses. I think it would hinder Golden Tempo more than Renegade. I think Renegade was hampered by his rail draw, some bumping early on that put him further back in the race earlier than he would normally have been. Golden Tempo, he is a one run closer and would be, you know, benefit from the most from a lively pace like there was in Louisville.
Yeah, you mentioned Renegade, who is the 2-1 favorite right now, and Golden Tempo, the winner of the Kentucky Derby. But if you could, actually, I was listening to you on Sirius XM Radio the other day with Steve Bick, who's been a guest on our show a few times. I heard you giving a rundown of the nine-horse field. If you could just do that real quick for our listeners. You know, I know there's some familiar faces in this race, but also some horses that people may not be familiar with.
Sure. So you have five out of the Kentucky Derby, basically five out of the top 10 in the Derby, with obviously Golden Tempo, who upset the field at 23-1. Renegade, who had a better resume going into the Derby than, say, Golden Tempo did. He would won the Arkansas Derby and a race in Tampa, the Sam Davis beforehand, and had done so in brilliant fashion, and probably would have been the favorite if he didn't draw the rail. The rail hadn't won in the Kentucky Derby since 1986. Right. And even though they have one new gate there, it's still not a great post for the Derby. So people think he's going to bounce back. Todd Pletcher has won this race four times, three of them with horses that got defeated in the Kentucky Derby, waited, didn't run in the Preakness, came back and won the Belmont 5 weeks later. The most recent one of those was Mo Donegal, who also drew the rail in the Derby and had trouble and then bounced back and won the Belmont. You have a horse, Chief Wallaby, who was fourth in the Derby, lightly raced going into the Kentucky Derby, only got started in January of his three-year-old season. So a lot was thrown at him in a short period of time. And he afforded himself quite well, actually, running fourth, beating three lengths in the race, and figures to move forward and looks to be training the part. You have Commandment, a horse who had won four straight races, including the Florida Derby, came into the Kentucky Derby still a little bit under the radar. He's not a very flashy horse. He doesn't wow you in the morning, so he doesn't get a lot of attention. He hasn't been in Saratoga up until just yesterday. So I wrote a story the other day, just basically said he seems to be flying under the radar, but he's a very accomplished horse. And if he were to win it, no matter what his price, it really wouldn't be a surprise. In fact, if he paid $14, you'd be like, oh, how do we not have that horse? Chad Brown has three horses in the race. He's a local guy. He's had great success throughout his career, won two Preaknesses, has yet to win the Derby or the Belmont, but he's got three runners this year, so a third of the field. The best of the group is Emerging Market, who went into the Kentucky Derby with just two starts. Louisiana Derby was his victory. No horse had won the Derby off two starts. It's like the 1880s. Not that many even try it. So what he was trying to accomplish was something that most horsemen and horses don't even try. And he ran 10th. He lost a shoe in the race, so that certainly doesn't help. And didn't have the smoothest of trips, but not all horses do in the 18 horse field. His other two horses are a bit of a long shot. Otinho was second in the Bluegrass, but he was second beating 11 lengths. Has a foot issue. He's been training in a bar shoe. It's going to come off for the race. think Otino might be a great horse that you might want to tab for later down the road. His pedigree suggests he's a half brother to Gunrunner, who got better as he got older. In fact, as a 4-year-old, was the horse of the year. Growth Equity is kind of in a wild card. He won the Peter Pan Stakes, which is the prep race for the Belmont, typically in New York. The good news is he won it. The bad news is he beat nothing. The better news, I guess, for Chad Brown's standpoint is he ran his fastest race going a mile and eighth, so he figures maybe this horse will want even more distance. We'll see how that works out. Who else do we have here? We have Power Shift, who is a stablemate of Renegade. He is a horse that he ran in a very fast maiden race, actually got beat by Emerging Market when they two debuted in Tampa of all places. Didn't run very good in the Tampa Bay Derby, came back on Derby Day, won a maiden race. It's definitely a step up in class, but there is some talent there. And he's got some speed, which the field lacks. So if he's really good, he might be able to upset the field in front running fashion. If he doesn't, then maybe he helps set it up for Renegade, who's his stablemate. And then the last horse is Vitruvian Man, misplaced in this race. He was recently bought by some rappers, including Lil Wayne. So I guess he'll get the publicity from that standpoint. Yeah. But as far as a racehorse in the Belmont Stakes, I don't think he has much chance. He's 30-1 in the morning line, should probably be 300-1.
Yeah. Now we talked about the 9 horses in the Derby. We had 18. Now, does that favor any horse in particular, only having 9 horses versus the larger field? I mean, that's a lot of traffic. You mentioned some of the obstacles that the horses ran through in the Derby. Do you think that favors any of the horses having a smaller field?
I'm going to say in this particular race, maybe Renegade a little bit, because he's been in these 8 and horse fields, and he's rallied from off the pace, he hasn't been that far back, maybe 4 or 5 lengths. Whereas in the Derby, he was double digit lengths back and still made a huge run, because I think he'll get a jump on Golden Tempo. Whereas they sort of kind of ran together in the Derby because they were both in the back of the pack. Golden Tempo by design. Renegade, not so much, because he had the rail and he got bumped and he was like 15th when he maybe should have been 10th. And if he's 10th, he with a cleaner trip, he probably wins the Derby. Golden Tempo has really one way of running. His preferred style up to now has been from well off the pace, again, reliant on a strong pace. He will have less traffic to have to negotiate too, which is a good thing. But, you know, he's still going to have to chase all these other 8 horses down.
Right. Which horse has impressed you the most in the week leading up, or the weeks, I should say, leading up? Which horse is all the experts, again, out there talking about at the track right now, who's impressed during the training?
I'd say Chief Wallaby has been the most impressive worker. He's getting it right. He's still a late developing horse, because he's a late starting horse. He didn't start till January, and he was kind of moving through the ranks quickly. It seems like they put blinkers on him for the Kentucky Derby, and he responded. And I think it's actually, made him a sharper workhorse too. So if I would have to pick one, it would be him. The Power Shift, Renegade doesn't impress you in the mornings. He's just not that type of horse. Some horses just know, I don't see any people here. I don't see the tote board. I don't have a jockey on my back. This is practice. Like Allen Iverson, we're talking about practice. This is practice. I'll do what I need to do to make you happy, but let's show me the money when the game's on the line. So I've been, he's just an average workhorse. Power Shift has sort of maybe worked a little better than him, because I think he's more, hey, I'm going to practice as I play type of horse. But so it's hard to look at Renegade and say, wow, he wows you in the morning, because he doesn't. Yeah. I haven't seen Commandment. Listen, this is a horse that won 4 in a row, the Fountain of Youth, the Florida Derby. Those are sharp credentials. I don't know that he's a mile and a quarter horse. Maybe it would be my one question there. I just wish I had been able to see some of his works. He stayed in Kentucky since the Derby and just got here yesterday.
Yeah, I like the Allen Iverson analogy there. Renegade, more of a gamer, is what you're saying. Exactly. I like that. Now, early in our conversation, you touched on the pace of the race a little bit. Now, if you could just expand a little bit more on that, how do you see the pace of the race unfolding?
So I think, two of the inside horses are Power Shift is in 2 and Chief Wallaby's in 3. I would expect Power Shift, if he breaks well, to just get in a forward position. Mm-hmm. And Chief Wallaby being, you know, a bit, he's got some tactical speed. I would think he would be there as well. I could see a horse like maybe Growth Equity being close as to the pace as well. He won the Peter Pan from a stalking off the pace type of position, but I think his best chance is to sort of get into the flow of the race and just sort of gallop along and see how it goes. I don't really see any other horses that really would, I think any other horse that would be forward would surprise me, but I also don't think because of those three horses and at least the two that I first mentioned, Chief Wallaby and Power Shift, they'll go at a decent enough clip. So there's a chance that the pace will be quick enough for the closers, but we'll have to see. You know, the other thing about the fast pace differential in the Derby and in a race like the Belmont is in the Derby, it's a straightaway for the first quarter mile. They're just running straight. So the pace, the first quarter is going to be fast because it's just a straightaway. In the Belmont, it's a mile and eighth racetrack and a mile quarter race. So it's an eighth of a mile really to the first turn. Then you have to kind of slow down a little bit, you know, tap on the brakes just to make sure you navigate the turn. So just by that alone, the pace doesn't anticipate being as fast, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's not a good pace.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking about the decision by Sherry DeVoe, the trainer of Golden Tempo and the connections of the horse as well to keep him out of the Preakness, the second leg, and you know, forego the opportunity or the chance to try to win the Triple Crown. Because of that, you know, the horse gets the extra rest, and you would think it would set him up to be in good shape here to win or to at least compete. But do you think it brings added pressure on the whole team to have a good showing and maybe even win? And if you don't, it would be seen as a disappointment?
Look, I think they're always all going to be disappointed if they don't win. It's that wide open of a race. But listen, the way the Triple Crown, people don't necessarily run their horses back, at least the really top level horses back in 2 weeks anymore. They haven't for a long time. Just a rarity. I mean, the Triple Crown is the only time you would even really consider doing it. I think the disappointment, I guess, would be if the horse went through the rest of his career and never won again. Mm-hmm. Whereas then you say, wow, maybe the Derby was fluky. But if it ran third here and then won a race like the Travers or the Pennsylvania Derby, the Breeders' Cup Classic, somewhere along the line, you know, before he's retired, which doesn't necessarily have to be this year, but it's more likely. The Stallion deal has already been made for the horse. They always say when he's done racing, you know, more than likely it's after this year. I think that would be the disappointment. If he didn't win this particular race, it'd be disappointing, but it wouldn't necessarily mean the horse is a disappointment. I think you need to see how the rest of his season plays out.
Yeah, fair. All right, we'll wrap it up on this one. If you could, give me one horse you like to win and one horse you like as your value play.
So I'm going to go with Renegade. I know he's the favorite, but it's a tried and true recipe that Todd Pletcher has utilized over the course of 20 years in his career, where you run in the Derby. And in the case of the filly Rags to Riches, who also won the Belmont back in 07, you know, you run the day before the Derby, you know, and then have 5 weeks and come back and win. He's won the Belmont four times, three with the Colts that have done that, one with Rags to Riches, who had kind of the same time frame. And others have run well. I mean, I don't know what's more impressive, Woody Stevens winning five consecutive Belmont Stakes or Todd Pletcher running second nine times. I think it's pretty difficult to do to run second in this race nine times. But I just think I'm most confident that Renegade is going to run his race. From a value standpoint, maybe I would go with a horse like Emerging Market, mm-hmm. Although I do see him getting a lot of buzz. Maybe I don't know if his price would be great. How big a price he'll be. I think he's 6-1 on the morning line, code third choice. I just think that extra experience that he got in the Derby, mm-hmm. and then losing his shoe and recovering from that, I think makes him dangerous in here. So I would say that Emerging Market, and then maybe it's a long shot, maybe a horse like Growth Equity throw in there, because I don't know how good he is. And he did run very well going a mile and eighth. Maybe he is a distance horse. He doesn't look like a distance horse. The bottom side of his pedigree doesn't suggest he should be a distance horse, but you know, sometimes the pedigree is just, they outrun their pedigree. And maybe he's ready to sit on a big race here and make his presence felt. Maybe he's not good enough to win it, but he might fill out a trifecta for you at a decent price.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Dave Grenning. Everybody follow him on X at DRF Grenning. And Dave, again, thank you so much for the time today. Enjoy the race this weekend.
Thank you very much. Great to be with you.